Hey everyone, it's Luna Noir. Well, it's been a while since my last update video, so I figure I would do one to let you guys know what's going on. In terms of the readings to start off, I do have a lot on my plate with those. Not only the requests for me reading it by myself, as well as doing collabs, I also found, like, I think within the last week or two, like a couple good readings that I will eventually be doing. And I've sorted them all through one of these several reading lists on my fanfiction, basically. Though I am thinking maybe I'll spread out and probably do some non-MLP readings. Someone suggested that, and it does sound like a good idea, actually. Also, the background noise you hear is my cat. When I do recording, I try recording when he's asleep, but for some reason he's awake and he just loves irritating me because he also lives in my room with me. So I do apologize for that. Anyway, the readings do tie into the next thing, what I've been doing in terms of my channel, starting off with collabs. I have done some with Sectus the Changeling and Blah 6. I may do more with them in the incoming future, and I do want to do a couple with Draco Azmuth, as well as maybe a group one eventually, though those would take some more time and preparation, so definitely look forward to them. I don't know when they'll be coming, and there is definitely one coming eventually. We just have to strategize and coordinate a bit more with how and when we'll do it. So, that one's going to be a very special one, and I definitely know you'll all enjoy it. What kind of prevents me from doing some collabs recently? The speaker I use, as you've heard me complain before, it wasn't that good. So I kind of bought a new one, and it's kind of having the same issue, but it's like not as often. So that one should be good to go. Aside from all of that, there are other projects. Now, while I do have others who are in projects with me, such as Inferno in F Minor and now Month of Macabre, I do ask them, anyone involved with those two projects, to help me out. But I do help them out as well with projects that they have, which is pretty fun. So I feel like I should actually have a playlist of stuff that I've voiced in for other people, just so I could have a record of that, because I have fun doing it. Though when it comes from my end of it, I do end up quite manic because there's so much that goes into it. If it's me being with other people for like a reading that is not going to be like a collab or an uncut reading, then there's so much that goes into it. I have to get their lines, and if they record it all in one take, I have to go through everything to get to the line. Sometimes I have to record the line, I have to piece together the line in like one or two pieces. If there's like multiple recordings of a line, I have to listen to that to find the best take. For my part, if I'm doing something like that too, I sometimes record all in one shot as well. So I have to go through my own lines. The narration is recorded in pieces. And it's just like a whole mess that leaves me very, very manic. And it's bad. In fact, during Month of Lovin', I got close to Pink Amina levels of insanity. And that was not good, actually. I don't want to revisit that. So, for Month of Macabre, things are going to be a bit different. In fact, speaking of Month of Lovin' and Month of Macabre, I may switch things up going forward, actually. Instead of doing one reading a day, which is a bit ambitious for me, I might just do maybe, I don't know, two, maybe three readings a week for the whole month. That way it's a bit more spread out and I have time to breathe. In fact, for my readings, I kind of want to get into the groove of probably recording and releasing two or three readings per week if not maybe every 2 weeks or something, because I don't have a sound schedule or any schedule at all for when I do my work. So it's just kind of all over the place. So most times I'll record and not release for a few days, or sometimes I'll record, edit, and then release all in the same day. And it works out if and when it can. But I can't always record. And I'll get to why in a moment. There's gonna be a Q&A, as I mentioned before. So, I did say in one of my last updates, feel free to leave your questions in the comments of videos and on fanfiction. So I'll definitely get to that pretty soon. If you have any questions for me as Lotus or me as Lily or Midnight, feel free to leave those as well. Because, well, I feel like I should broaden that a bit. And when I say me as Lily or Midnight, for those of you who don't know, Lotus, Lily, and Midnight are not three separate girls. They are one person with one voice and a whole range of exploration to do. So, regarding Midnight and Lily, for Midnight, we did have a plan. We're just trying to figure out how and when to go through with it because everything I do is pretty much unscripted, as for me, making a script would take up a little more time than what I may have depending on when I'm doing certain videos. So everything is just free reign. So whatever spills out of my mouth is what you pretty much get. But I might start doing a script for Midnight in terms of her videos because it feels like that's kind of necessary. And as for Lily, I'll get to who you can think for her stuff in a moment. But as for her, there are some things that are within and without of our comfort zone that we can and probably cannot do. In fact, the fact that it's taken us this long to actually do creepypastas is just a total miracle at all. But like I said, there are things within our comfort zone and outside of our comfort zone that we will do depending on what the story is. We may not touch it at all. So that's why sometimes it takes me so long to actually bring out a new video for her. Because my Achilles heel with certain stories is that I don't check the contents of it ahead of time. I just pick it, I do it whenever, and then I end up regretting it sometimes. So, yeah, that's like not really good. So now I'm taking more time to actually check out what the contents of the story are before we do it. Because, like I said, some things we can do, some things we can't do, given how far in our comfort zone it is. I know it's kind of strange saying that, but like I said earlier, all three voices come from one person, and there are some things that I'm generally like not comfortable with. That's why some of the requests that Midnight had have not come to fruition because some of them were not ASMR ideas. Those were role-playing ideas. And those cannot be released on YouTube. Come on, people. Maybe those are your ideas for like fan stories of my OCs, but can we keep it in the realm of fan stories and not ASMR? Those are please, that's all I ask. Keep them in the realm of fan stories. That can probably not be read on YouTube because they're not family friendly. And I mean, I know the clops and like some of the stuff I read are not family friendly anyway, but those are ideas that are definitely not family friendly. So let's keep those private. My next reading or readings, maybe the next chapter to Inverno Nef Minor, which is long, long, long overdue. And give me a second. Come here. That's a little better. I gave my cat a little bit of a timeout, so he won't be making, oh, he's still making noise, but he won't be making too much noise for quite a while. He just needs some time to cool off. my next readings may be the next chapter to Inverno Nef Mida, which is very, very long overdue. And maybe the next chapter to Fire Team Odium. But then also, I might be doing another reading. I just haven't picked what. Because the way my fanfiction lists are, I have the Month of Macabre stories, which is like still in production in the background. I have special readings. I have the requests that I still have to do. I have my audio reading list, which is like very visible on my fanfiction page, of course. And then I feel like there's another list, but I can't really remember it right now. No, actually, I think those are all everything. So, Month of Macabre, like I said, is still in production. I've said this once, and I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm sorry, but we still need female voices because there are some female characters that are not in my vocal range. And aside from me, there are like I believe only two or three other females, and certain characters I don't believe is in all of our vocal ranges. So we definitely need a lot more females to like fill in the gaps. Please, please, we need your help. Next, is what I've been doing in life, as I've just finished telling you guys about what I've been doing for my channel. There's a lot of stuff that also keeps me from recording. So this stuff is home, stuff with school and like anything else, but like for home, I'm basically trying to go through like a whole renovation project because where I live is very, very noisy. Aside from my cats, there are outside things like horns and sirens and people yelling, which of course the horns and people yelling don't get cut into my recordings because of the sound box that I use, but the sirens get added in because they're louder. And most times when I'm recording, the siren comes through, I will stop recording and wait for that to pass because I don't want it to get caught up in recording. But since where I live is also very noisy quite frequently, there's never really a consistent quiet time to record, which is very, very unfortunate for me. So in terms of the room renovation for my room, I just have to make the space for it, just clear out a lot of things. And then my dad and I will take measurements and probably get some soundproofing foam to like stick in the corners and stick like in random places on the walls so that I can have a bit of a better recording experience. I've also been looking for like a secondary table that can hold my laptop and my mic comfortably, because currently I record either standing next to my bed and leaning over it, or laying on my bed, and that's not good because I can't always use my diaphragm properly. And I want to be able to really project out a bit more. So, there's that. Another thing keeping me from doing a lot of recording is job hunting. I'm 25, I have no job, and I want to be able to support myself a bit more. And not only that, it ties into the next aspect, which is school. So a lot of you don't know this because I never really bring it up, but when I started this channel, I was going to school full-time online. Like, I had several online semesters. I had, like, 4 to 5 classes at a time, and, like, the semesters were, like, only 6 weeks long, kind of. So there's a lot packed into that. So when I started this channel, I started off with Cracked and Ghost Story, My Little Girl, and I couldn't, like, really record every day with that because I was working as an intern somewhere, which took up, like, a lot of my time. I was doing classes, and it was just, like, a whole hectic mess. So, like, there was, like, times where I didn't record for, like, maybe a couple of days. And I believe I recorded stories in between each chapter to My Little Girl. And then now that I'm finished with school, I still have a lot of tuition to pay off. I'm waiting for my graduation date, but, like, that's where the job comes in. I want to be able to help my parents pay for my tuition and everything since they're currently paying for it out of pocket and everything. And I want to, like I said, be able to help with that. I should be able to help with that by now, but finding a job has not been easy for me. So keep me, Sorry. Wish me luck with that. I had too much sugar last night. I'm sorry. But then there comes, like, what I'm most active in. I'm not always active with this channel, but I have a secondary channel, which is my primary channel, which I do anime reviews for. And if any of you are in the anime community, the link will be in the description down below. And I'm pretty much always active with my anime review channel, because anime episodes for, like, each season, new anime or ongoing anime, come out every week. So sometimes I can't watch them, like, on the day they come out, or, like, I watch them, like, the next day or, like, 2 days later. In fact, after this, probably after this video goes up, or before this video goes up, there are two anime that I'm gonna watch and record. So, if any of you are interested, check that out. But then also, I need to de-stress from, like, a lot of stuff that happens to keep me from recording. Just, like, a lot of stuff happens and I can't really control it, so the videos on the channels that I watch to de-stress actually kind of partially helped me out with creating Lily. So, a little something about me. I don't like horror movies. I can't stand them. They give me nightmares that should only be reserved for certain things, and it's not good. Sometimes the nightmares actually give me sleep paralysis or keep me up the rest of the night, and that is not very good. And yet, I listen to channels that primarily deal with horror readings. Stuff with cryptids, creepypastas, possible real-life experiences that could happen to anyone. And it's so strange. But like I said, this partially helped me give birth to Lily. So, like, the channels I watch are Darkness Prevails, Mr. Nightmare, Less Read, Unit number 522, and Snarled. And Snarled, like, primarily deals with, like, animations, which are really good. And, yeah, I decided, like, I don't know, one day I was watching a video and I was like, so these are, like, what can I do to, like, bring that kind of energy to my channel in terms of MLP. I had seen a lot of dark readings on fanfiction, and then I figured, well, Lotus is, like, the lighter side of things, so how about what would happen if there was a nightmare version of her, or a darker version? And that's how I got Lily. And honestly, it was kind of interesting doing that at first. And I'm just surprised at how well I've been doing with that, since I don't often like horror stuff. But the final thing I want to talk about is future stuff. Of course, I have the request and, like, huge backlog of readings to do. Like, there are some readings that I started, I still need voices for them. Like, not voices, but, like, I have voices, but I need the character lines for them. So, like, they're definitely on the back burner, but, like, they're still in the works. So, like, when I release them, you'll know. I have a ton of requests for me doing them myself, which I may and will ask for help for. There are the collabs, and of course, other special readings. So the list keeps adding because I keep adding to it. So as soon as I start enacting the 2 to 3 recordings a week schedule, I should start to lighten my load a bit. Of course, that probably won't start until maybe, oh my gosh, probably next month or maybe July. But if it starts next month, it'll have to be after my hiatus. For those of you who don't know, the first week of June, I am going on a hiatus in memory of my friend who committed suicide last year. So I ask for your understanding and patience with me for that. My next hiatus will be, like, for the week of his birthday. And then after that, at the end of August, I will not be able to do anything as I will be out of town with family. And like the next most most consistent thing you'll probably have for me is Month of Macabre. So in between the stuff for Month of Macabre, I'll be releasing stories, of course. So like I said, hopefully I'll be able to lighten my load little by little. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, for Month of Macabre, Month of Love, and next year, I'll only release like maybe a few readings per week for those, so that I'm not driven fully insane by them. And of course, there will only be one shots, no multi-chapter stuff. I do plan to do more collabs, so if anyone is interested, feel free to come forward. Mostly when I do the collabs with Sectus and Blossix, we don't fully discuss stuff ahead of time. We more like pick out stuff on the fly and everything, and it's just fun that way because we have a lot of fun doing it. Future projects also entail something I brought up a long time ago, and I think AJ Pony for bringing this up, but I did have a non-MOP related story that I wanted to turn into an audio drama. AJ Pony and I are still working on that, so hopefully we are able to get it together before the end of the year so that maybe next year we can start that off. And I don't know, maybe I'll find an MOP related project that I would like to turn into an audio drama. So, fingers crossed for that, if it happens. But aside from that, just look forward to more things for me. Hopefully, I'll find more readings for Lily to do, and Midnight and I will talk more and come up with more ASMR ideas for her to do. And just for a little context to any of you that are curious, our little pocket dimension is slightly chaotic, especially with the things Lily does in terms of experimenting. I won't get into that. So, allow us a little time to organize ourselves a bit more, and things will pick up. Beside all of that, I am Lotus Moon. I wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are. And thank you all for your patience. Good night.